Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
And welcome back. It's Elton Jim Toronto's subbing in for Dean Richards today here at WGN. Be on till 1 o'clock. We've been filling this show with 4 pounds of radio baloney in a 1 pound bag. And hopefully you've been enjoying our efforts here to keep you entertained on this Sunday morning. And part of that effort includes my next guest, who I'm really psyched about to talk. What do Babe Ruth, Ernie Banks, Dick Butkus, Michael Jordan, and Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick all have in common? Rick, do you know the answer?
All good looking.
Well, that's one. And the other thing is, you are all Hall of Famers. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I mean, this has been anybody
Who are you congratulating? Babe Ruth?
No, I'm congratulating Rick Nielsen and Cheap Trick of their long, long overdue induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I got to say that this next year, 2016, seems, in terms of cool stuff happening for this band, almost seems to be rivaling 1979.
Except we're not going to Japan.
Which had a little thing
maybe,
to do.
Maybe later. Okay.
Yeah, Japan had a little thing to do with your fame, just a tad.
Yeah. Well, it did, but also Chicago did too. You know, we played every place that wanted us and every place that didn't want us.
Well, I'll tell you, anybody that loves rock and roll, whether you're from Chicago or Rockford or from Japan or wherever, I think has been so excited to hear about the news of the long overdue induction of Cheap Trick. I've told anybody who cares that you guys really epitomize what a rock and roll band is all about, from the music, the attitude, the persona, and the longevity, and just the attitude and the fun. You guys, you hit every checklist, every box on the checklist. You guys mark, and so you guys certainly, it's now a legitimate Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, and you forgot Too Dumb to Quit.
Well, thankfully for your audience, we relish your stupidity.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you. That's a compliment.
Well, I got to say that, as I said, this is an amazing time for Cheap Trick. Not only did you get this great news in December about the Hall of Fame, which will be happening on April 1st, but you've got a new album and you've got a new tour coming out.
Yeah, you know, it's like we planned it. Of course, we didn't, but we meant to do that. You know, yeah, it's been pretty amazing. You know, when we started, a couple of weeks ago or a couple of years ago, there was no Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was get out there and play, and that's what we did, and we just kept at it. You know, no matter what. If it was good news or bad news, we just kept going.
Now, how do you, I know a lot of rock stars, especially some of the exalted ones, don't really even look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a big deal. But how do you feel about it?
I think it's, the fact that other people can, it's like a, it's like a center point or a focal point, or it's great on your resume. It's like everybody can relate to it, as opposed to, hey, you know, we just got done with a week in Minot, North Dakota, or, you know, we played 300 shows and nobody knows or nobody cares. This is like, you know, it's like we're legit.
it's got to be a validation. And certainly at this point in your career, after doing this for almost 40 years, and you're still doing it, still putting out records, still touring all over the country and the world. I mean, you guys are the real deal. It wasn't this wasn't just something to do as a hobby.
Well, it's my hobby and that's something to do. You know, it's like I wrote a song years ago. It was called "On Top of the World."
So
it wasn't easy. It was hard as hell. You didn't get luck in a wishing well. Never worked so hard and had so much pain. Wouldn't trade for anything. And that's about kind of what this is all about. You know, I didn't really think of that until it was announced. I thought, geez, yeah, that makes more sense than I want you to want me. You know,
but you guys do realize the influence you've had. Certainly, Billy Corgan, another local product from Smashing Pumpkins, has always talked about the influence that Cheap Trick has had. In fact, I remember I saw you guys doing an amazing 4-night run at the Metro back in 1998 when you played Budokan and Cheap Trick and In Color and Heaven Tonight, and Billy even joined you on stage for those.
Yeah, I know. We had to teach him a few things. You know, so, yeah.
But I mean, you do know your influence, right? I mean, you do know that that the band has certainly influenced a lot of younger and some of today's rock and rollers, right?
Yeah, well, I hear that. I do hear that quite often because, you know, usually bands don't like to, you know, well, we didn't hear anything. We don't know anybody. You know, it's like we're totally original. I mean, actually, bands actually admit that they like us. They don't cover our songs and, you know, to try to help our career, but they sing good stuff. You know, you think about it, it's like, you know, a lot of, you know, it's like we've stolen from everybody and now they're stealing from us. And actually, there's a couple songs on our new record that we steal from ourselves. It's really good.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I played the first single is called No Direction Home. I played a little bit of that coming out of the commercial. And I just read that this week that was named one of Apple's picks of the week.
Yeah, amazing.
So here you guys are 40 years later, and you're still playing with the you're still in the game.
Yeah, you know, like we never tried to be something that we weren't. We just tried to do what we do, and it seems to be that's you know, we never got techno, and we never got this or that, and we never learned to dance. So, you know, it's like so, you know, we just kind of kept what we're doing and kept, try to keep it straight, you know, guitar, bass, drums, and a great vocalist, you know, it's like.
Yeah, well.
Trying to write a couple good songs, you know.
Well, that's pretty much the formula for great rock and roll right there.
Yeah, you know, don't overthink it. And you're supposed to make mistakes.
Exactly, and it's not supposed to sound perfect all the time. Exactly, that's what makes rock and roll.
Yeah, there's some bands that they try to sound perfect, and it's like, you know, you might as well just turn on your whatever player you have and just listen. But you know, it's like our mistakes are real. You know, that's cool.
Legitimate mistakes, not overdub. You don't overdub any mistakes, though, do you?
Well, if they're good ones, yes.
Okay, there you go. Can you hold on real quick? We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Could I hold on? Talk to you, of course.
Oh, I appreciate that. Good. We'll be right back with Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, the soon-to-be new inductee, which, and Rick, this is going to be a very cool Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction with a very big Chicago presence, not only Cheap Trick, which was born and raised in Rockford, but the band Chicago, and even Steve Miller, who lived here for the early part of his career and sort of got his blues chops.
I tell you, it's maybe the Hall of Fame should maybe move to Chicago.
Yeah, I think it might be better than being in Cleveland. I've been there a few times.
I'm not saying anything bad about anything.
No, but no, you're smart. No, you can. No, let me do it. You just don't make sure you don't screw anything up here. You just be really nice. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, we played with Richie Blackmore in Chicago, so maybe he's from there too.
Oh, very cool. Well, we got Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. I'm so excited. He's going to hold on. We'll be back right after this. And speaking about a band who is back on top of the world, it is Cheap Trick. I'm speaking with lead guitarist, lead songwriter, and lead all-round fun guy, Rick Nielsen, soon-to-be Hall of Famer. Congratulations once again. I can't get tired enough of saying that to you.
I think you should just say it all day.
And speaking of top,
all the commercials just talk about that all day.
Speaking of top of the world, you can't deny that 79 was a great year for you guys. But as I said, Hall of Fame induction this year in 2016, new album, as well as a tour, a Hall of Fame tour with Hart and Joan Jett. I just saw you last weekend on Access Channel. You guys played a live concert at Red Rocks in Colorado.
We did that last summer. It was actually, we were on tour with Peter Frampton, and he got sick that night.
Oh, I remember reading about that, yeah.
Yeah, they had the cameras there for, because he was doing, you know, like $1 million shoot or whatever at Red Rocks. And so we ended up, we did the whole show. We played 2.5 hours, and then we got free camera work. So I'm very happy that Peter got sick. Thank you. I told him that, too.
I want to talk a brief thing. Some people may know, but I want you to tell the little sides part of this story that I just learned recently. Rick and the former drummer of Cheap Trick, Bunny Carlos, played on the Double Fantasy session for John Lennon back in 1979 when Lennon was recording his comeback album just before he was tragically killed. And you guys played some background, and you played lead guitar on the song Losing You, which is on the album. It's just a completely different kind of version.
Yeah.
But,
well, that was in 1980, actually.
Oh, was that 80? I'm sorry.
Yeah, August 12th is the day we went in, the day that my son Dax was born.
Well, that was the thing I wanted to say. So the day that you were in the studio with John Lennon, your son was born.
Yes, and that was the only, I have four kids, and that was the only one that I got a hall pass to not be there. I said, you know, if it was Paul McCartney, I would have been at the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Lennon, you got to stay, right?
You got that right. Well, Lennon, we were actually in Montreal, and my wife called me at about 5 or 6 in the morning. I was still up, of course.
Well, you're a rock and roller, of course you are.
Yeah, that's right. I was on my way with Bunny, and I flew from Montreal to New York.
Wow,
with John.
That's amazing. And why did you just get a call out of the blue? I know that Jack Douglas, who was your producer, was producing that album. So was that the connection?
Yeah, and Jack said he wanted a different feel for Lennon's, because, you know, if you listen to the Double Fantasy record and then the tracks that we had done, which came out later, I think ours just had a harder edge to it.
Oh, totally. I mean, that makes that song, I mean, that is a very kind of a downer, depressing, almost a bluesy song, because he's talking about losing his lover. And the stuff that your guitar solo so plays into that, whereas the version that's on the record is much more tame.
Yeah, and Earl Slick actually tried to copy what I had done by listening to what I had done. But it's like,
no.
And this is true. Lennon said in the studio when I was playing, he said, God, I wish I would have had him on Cold Turkey.
He said
Clapton choked up.
Wow.
And I don't know if you knew this, but after they heard the tracks, Lennon was talking about wanting to know if Cheap Trick could be his band, his backing band.
No.
for the next album. Yeah, that was correct.
Oh, wow. And, I mean, and considering what a huge Beatle fan you are and the influence they had, that had to have been like Babe Ruth asking you to play in Wrigley or in Yankee Stadium.
Well, or Wrigley Field.
Or Wrigley Field. But I mean, that had to be an amazing compliment, and it would have been an amazing experience.
Yeah, you know, it's like one of those things that was talked about but never happened.
Wow.
You know, there's been a lot of that in my career or our career, and lots of things that no one's ever heard about, and because it didn't happen.
The irony is that your son that was born on that day is now the drummer for Cheap Trick.
That's right. And he still hasn't forgiven me for not being there.
Well, I think you've more than made up for that, making him a member now of a Hall of Fame band. So I think the old man should get a break on that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, could you call him out for me?
One of the things I just read recently was so cool. It's so neat when, I mean, like I said, I've been a fan of yours. I've seen you guys through so many different phases. I saw you at Ravinia a few years ago doing Sgt. Pepper, which was very cool.
That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, in fact, what was very neat was Billy Corgan was sitting about five or six seats away from me down the row, and Rick was throwing out album covers of various Cheap Trick albums that were filled with all his picks just out to the crowd. And he had his back to the audience, grabs this cardboard album cover, and flings it like a frisbee. It makes this huge arc around the pavilion, and Billy Corgan, who's like 6'8", somehow it goes right to him, and he caught it.
Yeah, and trust me, I didn't mean to do that.
Believe me, you couldn't have tried. If you tried, you could have never done that.
It was unbelievable.
I mean, and the best thing is, here's a guy who's played with you, who knows you, and he caught that thing, and he was looking at thing like a little kid. He was so excited he caught that.
He was nice to me for a whole half an hour.
But like I said, you know, I've been a fan for so long. In fact, I saw you guys do a great double bill back in '81 at the Granada with off Broadway, which is where I bought my official Cheap Trick bow tie. Which I still have.
Well, maybe I can borrow it from you. I was looking for one.
Are you running out? Yeah. Well, the thing that's so cool is when you are a fan of a band, you know, a lot of times what I've always done through my life with the music is find out who has influenced my favorite bands and then discover that music. And there was a little feature in Rolling Stone a few issues ago where they featured you, and it was under the banner of 5 Songs I Wish I'd Written.
Yeah.
And one of the songs that you mentioned, and like I said, I felt it was so cool to know that we were on the same wavelength, because I love the Raspberries. And Go All the Way is when I saw that, I'm like, well, that's a perfect, because that song does really reflect so much of the Cheap Trick sound, that big kind of sound in a pop song with a interesting lyric that's fun and great rock and roll. I mean, that really had to have been one of the forerunners or an influence on you, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know so much as an influence, but I just liked the song. You know, yeah. I didn't, you know, we played with them once in 1972.
Oh, wow.
I was living in Philadelphia, and we played with the Raspberries at some bar in New Jersey. And, you know, just kind of hit it off. And then after that, I hung out with Eric Carmen, and we were in Venice, actually.
Oh, wow.
Music something or other. And we tried to terrorize him quite a bit. And and it was fun. But, I just liked the pop sensibility that they had.
Oh, what a great, and, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, they were, you know, really good songs. And, you know, I don't even think I owned a Raspberry album or whatever, because I was, you know, I'm a fan of songs more than I am fan of bands, because bands can let you down, but, you know, songs are, you know, are pretty fun.
And of course, people, if they don't know, Eric Carmen went on to have a very successful solo career, wrote All By Myself, which was a huge hit. But
did he write it by himself?
At least that's what the song says. Ba-rum-pum.
Okay.
So I also wanted to say, so now we have only a couple of minutes here left, but I do want to ask you, so now on your new tour, which is coming in Chicago on July 19th at Northerly Island, so how does this work? Now, you've got 3 Hall of Fame acts. Is there going to be some way that we decide who opens or closes, or how does that work? Do you pull out your Billboard chart and decide who has the bigger hits, or what do you do?
Yeah, I think we're going to arm wrestle for it or something, you know. I don't know. I've heard this, that, and the other. We played with we played with them. They played with us.
Yeah,
you know,
we
opened for the Runaways way back in the day.
Oh, did you really? Wow.
Yeah, and we've known Ann and Nancy for a long, long time. And,
yeah.
And you know, I'm just not sure how that's going to work. But it's, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a great. I mean, it's a great triple bill. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. We better, you know, and we're not going to be PC correct.
Well, the new album is called Bing Bang, or Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. Is that a reference to the Honeymooners, Bang Zoom, or no?
It was. I wanted 4 words that had impact.
Well, those are.
And it's like, and actually, I wrote a song called Bang Zoom Crazy Hello, which turned into something else. And you'll see some of the graphics and stuff that we're working on for the record. We were in Nashville last week doing photo shoot and video stuff, and we're just having some good fun.
Yeah, well, I tell you, as I said, as a longtime fan, it was great to hear that on April 1st you will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of, or on April 8th.
April 8th, the Hall of Fame. April 1st is a Cheap Trick Day in the state of Illinois. You know?
Oh, very cool. Wow, that's when the new album will be released. And then in July 19th, you'll be here at Northerly Island. So this is definitely 2016.
I used to go there. I used to be, that was Migs Field.
Right, yeah.
And my dad had a pilot's, and my dad, and we, on Sundays after church, because I had to go to church, and he was a choir director. He had a pilot's license. We used to fly to Migs Field and go and have a lunch in Chicago.
And now you're playing that same place.
Really? So maybe I'll have lunch there, too.
Very cool. Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, once again, I appreciate you taking time on a Sunday to talk. And all of Chicago, all of Illinois is so proud of you guys.
Well, thanks a lot. And make sure you go to Peace.
Oh, yes. Some of the best pizza in Chicago is at Peace in Wicker Park. You can't beat it.
Yeah, I tell you. Good stuff.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thanks for letting me talk. And, you know, I really liked your commercials, too. I bought three things over, you know.
Well, our advertisers love to hear that. And they're going to buy your new album.
I'm going to buy a furnace.
Rick Nielsen, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And thanks, everybody, for our fans for taking care of us in Chicago, for listening to our music, whether you like it or not.
All right. Great. Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. Thank you so much. We'll be back right after this.